a good Sunday morning to come together once again. And this, as Brother Mickey said in this meeting, I do appreciate this sweet prayer. I have a confession to make this morning. When I was a young man, I was scared of the dark. You know, but every once in a while, you know, I'd get so scared, I would run to my mom and daddy's bedside. And I knew if I could get to my mom and daddy, and they would turn the light on, that I wouldn't be scared no more. You know, that's what the light does, and that's what our Father does. When the light shines on something, it reveals the truth. You know, I find a lot of times when that light would shine, the things I was scared of, they weren't really something to be scared of. And this morning, just for a moment, if I can, quickly, I want you, God's little children, I want y'all to understand that there's some things that we don't have to be scared of. Certainly in dark times, there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of things that you could be scared of. But our God and our Savior is left on record. There's some things we don't have to be scared of. And certainly in times like this, you know, we start pointing, we see the signs and the times, and wars and pestilence and disease and all this. And there's a lot of people out there that start using this as a reason to make God's children fear, that these are the end times, that the Lord's coming back, and those are a reason to fear. I want you to know this morning, Lord coming back is not something to fear. It's something to rejoice in. If you will, turn with me to chapter 5 in 1 Thessalonians. It says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. The brother here is saying this, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need to write unto you. It's not important. We already know. It says we know perfectly. We know perfectly what the day of the Lord is going to be like. It's going to be like a thief in the night. Now, there are some that take that thief in the night and try to make it something to be scared of. But I want you to know, this is just saying that we just don't know. We don't know when he's coming. We don't know when the Lord's coming. Nobody does. So when you start hearing those little things saying, oh, the end times are coming that you need to fear, I want you to know that I don't know much. But I know this one thing that this word tells me. It's like if somebody says, this is the day the Lord is coming, well, you can be just rest assured that that's not the day the Lord's coming. But it says that it'll come like a thief in the night, like a woman in travail. You know, I remember my mother-in-law. It's like when we had when the twins, when they came, it's like we weren't expecting it. They just came. It's like we weren't ready for it that morning. We had to make a move. You know, we didn't expect it. We didn't know. We don't know. We don't know when the Lord's coming back. Nobody does. You don't have to worry about that. But it says, for when they shall say peace and safety, when these false prophets and things start talking about when it's peace and safety, when they're not expecting, you know, that's probably when he's coming back, when nobody's expecting. But nobody knows. But in verse 4, brethren, the brother here changes the tone. He says, but ye, brethren, talking to you, brethren, the children of God, are not in darkness. Those that aren't in darkness, that's who he's talking to. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should not overtake you as a thief. So if you don't have to worry about that, brethren, you are not in darkness. That day is not going to be a day of night for you. You know, I find that it's odd that we were talking about the day of the Lord and compare it to the night. When we think about the day, we think about light. But they're comparing here in this verse that the day of the Lord is like the night, like a thief. And certainly, when we think about the day and the night, the day is the beginning. Every morning is a new beginning to get up and serve the Lord. But at night, you know, that's the end of things. And I tell you, when the day of the Lord comes, there's going to be some end to a few things. There's going to be an end to sorrow. There's going to be an end to the sickness. There's going to be an end to the cancer. But it's going to be a new beginning for us that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, it says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the dark night, nor of darkness. And then he tells us something. He says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others. As children of the day, we should be awake. We should be awake and serving the Lord. We should be awake. We should be awake to all those promises made us. We should be awake to the salvation that he's prepared for us and given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We need to be sober-minded. We need to be waiting. We need to be patiently waiting and looking for the Lord to come back. But let us, in verse 8, but let us, who are up, well, excuse me, in verse 7, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Now, it's talking to the children of light, but it's saying here that we shouldn't sleep. You know, sometimes you can fall asleep. You let the things of this world get in front of you in drunkenness. You think about drunkenness that it's talking about here. It impairs senses. It takes you away. It makes you forget who you are. We need to wake up. We don't need to be asleep in the things of this world. It says in verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an help, the hope of salvation. Lord Jesus Christ has given us some protections against this darkness. It says he's given us faith and he's given us love. And for the helmet, you know, I used to wear a helmet when I played football. It protected my head. I thought I could run through a brick wall when I had that helmet on. I want you to know when you got the Lord Jesus Christ on as your helmet, you can run through a brick wall. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fear the things of this life, this disease, this old worldly temporal body. In verse 9, and I want you to hear this, in verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. You don't have to fear. He hasn't appointed you children of light to wrath. He hasn't appointed you to condemnation. But what? But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You notice that. Who did the appointing? It says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. God does the appointing. He has not appointed us to wrath, but he has appointed us to obtain salvation by what? By the sacrifice. By the precious blood that Brother James was talking about last night. By that precious blood that has washed the sins as far from the east to the west. By our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 10, who died for us? He died for you. That whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. I tell you what, sometimes this old life and this old world will help and will dim your light, children of light. But I want you to know whether your light's full on fire or whether it's a dim flicker. I want you to know in verse 10 it says, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And then in verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. That's what we're doing here. We're comforting ourselves together and edifying one another. Yes, sir, we're building each other up, preaching peace to one another, even as also ye do. Children of light, you don't have to fear that old darkness. Our Heavenly Father's got the light on. He prepared and sent a light to us that'll burn forever. It's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he shines on the darkness, he reveals the truth. And the truth is, he loved you. He died for you. And these old things in this life, you don't have to fear. He's done everything for us. I thank you for your good order and attention. As our strength was then, let it be now. Take it. Go ahead, Brother James.